people in Superior have been ordered to evacuate a part of the area following explosions at an oil refinery. WPR reporter Danielle Kading has been covering the story and joins us now with the latest. Danny, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, talk us through, we've been hearing in the news, talk us through some of the latest going on there. The story has been developing through the afternoon.
Yeah, the latest that we know is that they're taking precautions to evacuate an area that's 10 miles south of the Husky Energy Refinery and 3 miles east and west on either side, and another mile northeast and northwest around that refinery. And they're doing that because there's a tank of product at the oil refinery that if it ruptures, it could create a plume that could be hazardous to people if they were to breathe it in. That's according to Douglas County's Emergency Management Director, Keith Kessler. So they've done some modeling about, the wind and where things are going with that fire right now. And so they're making sure that they're evacuating people from that area just in case that tank were to rupture. And that tank contains hydrofluoric acid. That's hydrofluoric, not hydrochloric. It's a strong inorganic acid. It's used mainly for industrial purposes, and according to the Centers for Disease Control, that acid is fairly weak, but it can cause serious health effects if people are exposed to it. So they're just taking whatever precautions needed to keep people safe, and so people in that area that are affected are being asked to, if they live in the county, go to Four Corners Elementary School. If they live in the city, they can go to the Yellow Jacket Union at UW Superior, or they can, go to friends or family and look for them to put them up in the meantime until they know what's going on with the fire.
And Danny, I've seen pictures in news coverage. Can you set the scene? What does it look like from on the ground in Superior?
Initially it didn't look that bad earlier this morning, and they had said that they had gotten the fire under control. But then later on this afternoon, around somewhere between the noon hour and 1, it started to really plume up. There's a lot of black smoke, and you can see it for miles. So it looks pretty striking anywhere you're at in the city.
One piece of good news, anyway, at least at this point, reports of no fatalities, all workers at the plant apparently accounted for. Is that right?
That's what they're saying so far. There were 5 people that were transported to a Duluth hospital. We actually have a couple of different hospitals here in Duluth Superior. So I think it's a grand total of 6 people that were transported to hospitals to be treated. And another 7 were treated and released at the scene, according to Douglas County's Emergency Management Director. Right now, there's still a lot that's not known. Firefighters are still fighting that blaze, but, it's a really difficult job for them right now.
Right.
So they're trying to do what they can.
This isn't your ordinary fire. It's a fire at an oil refinery with a lot of petroleum products around, and as we heard, hydrofluoric acid, industrial chemicals, things like that. Is this a case where they're
right.
going to bring in outside help to deal with this?
Yes, they have put out a mutual aid call to St. Louis County, and St. Louis County is coming in to help them with this, and they've set up an emergency command post here in the city. So they have reached out, but it's important to note that they have trained for this. There was a fire incident team at the refinery. So this is something that they always knew could possibly happen, and they are addressing it in the best way that they know how.
And has there been any talk yet about the possible cause of the initial fire and subsequent explosion?
Yeah, the cause of the initial fire, it looks to appear, according to Superior's fire chief, Steve Panger, resulted from an asphalt leak. They're saying that there was an explosion in a smaller tank that either contained asphalt or crude oil, and that's how the fire started. And people who were nearby at the time and heard the explosion said they heard and felt the explosion, and one eyewitness said that it sounded like a bomb going off.
We'll leave it there for now. Danny, thanks for keeping us up to date.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR's reporter in Superior. We talked with her about today's explosions at an area oil refinery and evacuations. We'll keep an eye on the story as it develops.